It seems today's theme is the butterfly as symbol of transformation, but how often do we get the caterpillar's perspective? With me are Sally Gilbert, founder and program director of Impact Programs of Excellence, and she's joined by volunteer and art teacher David Quinn, and they're previewing upcoming presentations for Impact Programs of Excellence, the first of which is The Very Hungry Caterpillar, to be performed Saturday, September 27th. And welcome, Sally, David. It's good to have you here.
Thank you, Monica.
Thanks very much.
It's always good.
I have the most immense respect for Impact Programs of Excellence because that's exactly what you have offered this community for very long. Let's start out with a little overview of The Very Hungry Caterpillar. Tell me about this.
Well, this beautiful production is coming from Nova Scotia, Canada. And actually, they've been doing this probably for about 40 years. It's really a masterpiece, I would say. It's a stage adaptation of this children's literary classic, innovative puppetry, striking scenic effects, evocative original music, and gentle storytelling. And I think it's been seen by about 5 million people.
Ooh, it's about time.
Yeah, in more than 15 countries. So it's apparently a very unique presentation.
The description of a black-lit larva, the ravenous caterpillar works his way through an eclectic array of food group and goes on from there. It really got my attention. David, this has something to do with you, apparently. Tell me what your role is with Impact.
I came on as a volunteer after recently meeting Sally and other members for Impact Programs of Excellence. Overall, in conversation, I think we shared an interest in expressing and making available to the community, you know, something provocative, some sort of colorful, mm-hmm. expressive. And so Sally asked me if I'd be interested in writing the press release for this. So you just read a little bit of the first line.
You done good.
Well,
got my attention. Yeah. Yeah. A very nice presentation, and that makes a difference when you have that kind of crisp writing with some sparkle to it to get people involved. Where will this presentation take place?
It's going to be at the state-of-the-art theater at Coronado High School.
That's
a magnificent theater.
New venue.
That's excellent.
Yeah, and this is happening on Saturday, September 27th. That's 2 weeks from today at 2 p.m. at the Lee Ross Capshaw Auditorium there at Coronado. For people who are not familiar with Impact Programs of Excellence, you've been around for 33 years. You've brought in some of the most amazing speakers, intellectuals, artists, politically astute people on the planet. It's just a stunning array. So what is different about some of your presentations this time around? Because you've had a hiatus. So
yes,
give me the background, Sally.
Well, I think some of us who were in the leadership of the group have moved away and we're not always here, and we're trying to make certain that it goes forward at this
mm-hmm.
point. So that's part of that. The other thing is the children's track, a youth track. Impact did receive a grant from Texas Commission of the Arts several years ago, it's probably 10 years ago, and we brought in some remarkable programs for youth.
Yes.
You know, marionettes, a storyteller, and it was sort of a dream of ours since
mm-hmm.
then to make sure that we have an interesting children's track. And our interest in education this year is very strong, and
yes.
we feel that from the moment that how much the creative process is important for the child, and we sometimes lose it in our school system.
Yes.
And this is a fantastic production. It's for all ages, all of us,
yes.
to see something like this. And so it was really going back to an idea that we had. We will be bringing in other, I hope, children's programs, youth
yes.
programs,
yes.
or programs for the entire family. So in a way, we're calling this season a season for all ages, you know, sort of playing on its timelessness,
mm-hmm.
but it's also for bringing in for young people.
Well, you completed a program at the Museum of Art with Chasing Ice, mm-hmm. which was fabulous and tied in with an exhibition there, very environmentally conscious and
right.
educational. And I always have to mention that I love going into the museum store because there, of course, is our dear Norma Geller, mm-hmm. your partner in excellence.
Right. She's the president this year.
Oh, until yes.
We find
you two
other
ladies,
presidents.
Dynamic duo of the century here in El Paso. So the Very Hungry Caterpillar in 2 weeks. And then Thursday, October the 16th at 7 p.m., you're bringing in the Capitol Steps again.
Yeah, I think it could be their sixth visit. I don't know.
Yes, yes.
And because it is pre-election time, and we think that laughter is the shortest distance between two people. It could resolve a lot of our problems.
Oh, there's that Victor Borge quote I just
yeah,
love.
Yeah, I love that quote.
And
yes,
that, again, is also going to be at the Capshaw Auditorium, mm-hmm. Coronado High School. So anyone who's had their fill of campaigning all the races for this and that, the Capitol Steps will kind of like, it's like chelation for your psyche. It cleans out your system and gets you laughing at every aspect of it.
Right.
Do you think, David, are you going to be playing a part in the future presentations as far as press releases? And will we see your work again?
I hope so. It's my pleasure to provide any service to the community. I have this general philosophy in life outside of the classroom as well, and I try to incorporate that with my students. And that's really, at any given moment, you find yourself in any environment. And if you can make it better, do it.
Yes. Now, you mentioned your classroom. Where do you teach?
El Paso High School, actually.
How long have you been here in El Paso?
It's going on 11 years now.
Oh, it's a good stretch then. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm so glad that you and Impact found one another.
After all this time.
Yes, yes. And now, Sally, I know there's always something cooking. You've got another dream on the stove. So tell me about it.
We have a dream about bringing Sir Ken Robinson to our community. So in a way, what we're doing at the beginning with, the Very Hungry Caterpillar and so forth, with doing this children's track, because we're so concerned about the educational system in our country that does need some improvement. And I like some of the things he has to say. And so we want to bring him in. We have some of the funding, but we're still looking for funding.
Absolutely.
And it will be in spring. It'll be sometime April, very early May, where we're gearing to have him come in.
Would you tell me more about Sir Ken Robinson,
well,
please?
Well, I love to say some of the things that he said. He said, we have sold ourselves into a fast food model of education, and it is impoverishing our spirit and our energies as much as fast food,
Mm-hmm.
He's urging people, and we are also going to have seminars. The foundation, El Paso Community Foundation, is interested in this too. So if we can gather up all the funds mm-hmm. in having seminars and meetings with leadership mm-hmm. to see how we can bring about change, not to say what are the reasons that we can't do it, and that reason, but that we really look at the situation. And I think our children are lost, a lot of them, in their creativity. And that's why David is an artist. David works with the children, and we have to discover, I like what he says, the individual talents of each child to put students in an environment where they want to learn or where they can naturally discover their true passions. And I love that. And a lot of our organizational culture, he says, can stifle creativity by not tapping into people's natural talents. We would have people who probably, if we had a different system, would find work in life that is satisfying. So many people have not, through this type of system, perhaps found what they can really give to their community or to their families. So I think the creativity part, this is what David, works with this. I think the stifling of creativity, mm-hmm. I think, is perhaps sometimes we don't even think it's so important in our schools, right? The music and art, we think at the essence. He's very charming, this man. He's humorous. We want him to come in and perhaps give us a vision.
Yes. Well, he is apparently an author internationally known.
He's a TED Talk speaker.
Yes, people might have encountered him before in TED Talks. And I believe he had one in 2006 and one in 2010 that were particularly well received. But I suspect that if you go to TED, TED Talks, TALKS, I had to have someone spell that out for me the first time I heard the term go by. And it is online, and these are wonderful talks by individuals about different aspects of society. And he really took a lot of fine minds by storm with TED Talks. Again, go to TED Talks and check out Sir Ken Robinson so we can get a glimpse. Now, do you take individual donations from the community?
Yes, we certainly do.
Well, now, isn't that handy? People can go to impactprogramsofexcellence.org, apparently, to contribute to this effort. And don't miss the Very Hungry Caterpillar 2 weeks from today, 2 p.m. at the Capshaw Auditorium, Coronado High School. I want to thank my guests today, Sally Gilbert, founder and program director of Impact Programs of Excellence, along with volunteer and art teacher David Quinn, previewing the upcoming exciting events. Definitely worth supporting. Please call 545-5068 if you have further questions. Thank you both so much for coming in today.